Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Broke into a car, never hotwired a car. Or never broke into a trunk. I shall not cause harm to any vehicle nor the personal contents thereof, nor through inaction let that vehicle or the personal contents thereof come to harm. It's what I call the repo code, kid. Don't forget it. Etch it in your brain. Not many people got a code to live by anymore.
Oh, now I'm dating myself, but I do remember a time when that movie was hot. Yeah. Repo Man. 1984. I think they used flashlights on that movie to get their lighting done. It was quite raw. Nonetheless, Repo Man, not just a movie. It's a thing in real life. And the next time you can't find your car, it may not actually have been stolen. Chances are, but maybe not. It may have actually been taken by a repo service. And that's because there are more people taking out a lot riskier set of loans, these third-party lending loans, for things like car repairs. And then what happens if, you know, you can't pay that back, maybe you're late, you know, they just come and take the car. There's no real conversation being had. It's like with a banking institution where you can say, hey, I'm late, this is what I need to do. You're dealing with lenders that they don't deal like the banks, and it's going to cost you a lot more to borrow the money. So they just send someone to pick the car up. So how often is it happening? Let's ask. Kirk Robinson is owner and operator of Robinson's Automotive since 1988. Good of you to join us. Thank you.
Thank you for the invite, Alex.
How has the role of the repo man or person, I don't know who's doing it these days, but how has the role changed?
Well, they're busier. That's for sure. I actually have a client that is a bailiff, and on his books, basically right now, he normally heads out with about 10 repos that he has to do in a day. He said he's over 50 now that he's looking at.
A day.
He has to start attending to.
Yeah.
You see? So it's gotten quite bad out there for sure.
And so how do they go about doing it? Because, I mean, we know that, like, car theft, most people would assume that their car has been stolen if it were not in the driveway in the morning. But how do you know when the repo person comes up? Do they leave you a card?
Well, most cases it's a peaceful kind of transition. The person understands they're behind, right? And they've been warned. So the majority of the cases, it's a peaceful transition right there on the driveway, hand the keys and drive away. But, you know, there are those that they have to get a little bit creative. You know, I know of a situation where there was a delivery van that delivered food to restaurants, basically. They're pastries, and he was backed up to the dock. They were loading it up, and the repo guy just came, hopped in, and drove it away. So obviously that day...
With or without the pastries?
With the pastries. Then they get to go to the pound and dig them out of the truck later, right?
Yeah.
So it's, not pleasant if you're avoiding. If you are in that situation, unfortunately, you need to be cooperative, right?
Yeah.
The good news is they're waiting now till you get about 5 months behind.
Oh, okay.
It used to be 2 to 3 months. Why? Because the auctions are just packed. They're just packed right now with cars, and all the dealers are trying to unload them, and they're not going anywhere because of negative equity. And that's a whole nother, you know, can of worms, basically, that folks are getting tied into.
Yeah.
They're trading their cars in, but they still owe more than the car's worth when they trade it.
Yeah.
So then the dealer, out of the kindness of his heart, will obviously loan them more money than the car's worth by covering the return, and then build it into the new loan on the new vehicle.
Yeah, you got to watch that fine print on the back end, right? Because there's, I mean, they're saying if it's too good to be true, chances are it is. And sometimes you can get into these leasing deals where it's like, oh, the payment's so low. And then it's like, but you owe $4 million on the end. It's like, oh, but it's a Toyota Tercel. It's not worth $4 million. You know, So what is it that, what's the mistake other than, you know, tight times and just not being able to cover rear? Is it the type of institution, these lending companies?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the major five banks, I won't mention the name, has purchased a subprime loan company, yes. And they're doing a lot of business. And just to give you an example, and I got this right from the bailiff that I was speaking with, he knows of a case where a gentleman had a GMC Terrain and an Equinox. He was going through a divorce. He needed to unload them. So he had negative equity in both of them. So he wanted a Ram pickup. So he unloaded them with the dealer or the finance company and bought a Ram pickup. So he basically today owes $121,000on a $64,000 Ram pickup.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's not going to work out too good if he doesn't make the payments, right?
Yeah, no. Can you beg a reap? Are they negotiable?
No.
So by the time he's shown up, it's like, yeah, no. Like there's no tears are coming out to say, I'll give you another, I'll show up tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's a bad day because then you have pound fees, you have tow fees. There's all kinds of extra fees, right? So if you are, you know, having some struggles, you need to start making arrangements with your creditors. And they are being very cooperative from what I'm hearing to try to avoid, you know, this bad outcome.
So if you know that you're in arrears and you've missed a couple of payments, you know that the bailiff could be showing up at any time. Is there a negotiating window within that panic time of just like because losing your car for it's not just a thing to show up. People need them to get to work, right? Like for some, it's their living.
Yeah, it's horrible. So, you know, reach out to your lender and come to some sort of an agreement where maybe you're making partial payments because basically they don't want to repo your car.
Yeah.
And especially if you have $60,000 in negative equity on it, they're not going to get anywhere either, right? And you know, big picture, you need transportation. Transportation costs money. So, you know, let's start the conversation early to avoid this outcome.
So what happens to all these cars? I mean, 50 cars a day are getting picked up. I mean, that's a lot of cars, right? So are these cars auctioned off? Like, is there another market on the other end of this?
That's what we're saying, that it's you know, the auctions are just jammed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, basically auctions are attended by used car dealers. They'll go and they want to pick something up for cheap and then they can make a profit, you know, putting it on their lot. But with all the negative equity that you have in many of these cars, the cars are at auction with too high of a reserve, so nobody wants to buy them.
Right.
Because they can't resell them and make any money.
Right.
So they're sitting at auction. And finally, the finance company just has to take a write-off.
Jeez. Wow. I guess it could get worse too, right? Like, we are still not really in the thick of this inflation, you know, the drag of all this. And so what are you seeing coming forward? Do you think it's going to ease up or...
I think it's going to be a bit worse. I mean, we're seeing it at the counter here with jobs being approved. Folks are like, you know, I just got laid off. And we're hearing that a lot more, right? So it's quite sad, you know, but I would encourage folks if, you know, they have a car that's served them well, mm-hmm. You know, get it repaired. You know, often it's
and just don't take out a huge loan to do that with a fourth-party lender.
Right. And then also, you know, a car repair is far cheaper. I mean, many people will hear they got a $1,500 bill on their car and they'll go out and buy a $40,000 car to avoid paying the repair bill, right? They just because they think monthly payment, right? Yeah. So that's some bad math as well.
Oh, boy. And repairs are expensive. All right, Kirk, I just got brakes that I didn't know I needed, so I know how expensive they are. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, Alex. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Kirk Robinson, owner and operator of Robinson's Automotive since 1980. I should have gone to him. Bet you he'd get a better price on brakes.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.